have an awareness. Should have an awareness of what he of what he is doing and where he is going. He should think before acting. He should think before speaking. He should think even before thinking. He should weigh that which he is doing. Komar mitbonen umefakeach al maasav udrachav hatovim heim imgo. That we all tend to live our lives very habitually. In whatever framework we are, sometimes it takes a bit of time to get into a habit. Once we're in the habit, we sort of go on auto drive. That even in terms of mitzvos, you know, it's that moda ani is just turns into a habit of what one is saying as or before one is washing one's hands in the morning. Hu hadin, putting on tefillin. Hu hadin, unfortunately, davening. Hu hadin in terms of our ben adam lechaveiro, that we sort of meet someone, mumble a hello as we're going by, sometimes even stick out a hand, but our mind is totally somewhere else. Sheye adam mitbonenu mefakeach al ma'asav udrachav. A person has to think in terms of what he is doing, how he is doing it, hatovim heim imro, to the very, very basic level, as to whether b'chal he's on the right path in life. And that's a question one can ask even in terms of learning. I think it was a Baal Shem Tov who said that there's no greater Yetzihara than learning. Because someone, you know, can ask you for tzedakah, someone can ask you for advice, and you say, I have no time for you, I'm too busy learning. And with the learning can turn into an excuse that would somehow rationalize someone's not being involved in Kibbud Av V'Em, not being involved in Shalom Bayis, not being involved in Tzorchei Tzibur Be'emuna, because he's too busy learning. In reality, you will find that those people who became real gedolim not by turning themselves into hermits, but by being involved in the community. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'siyata d'shmaya, gave them the time and the energy in order to be able to grow in learning. There's a famous story of Rav Levi Yitzchak Mibarditchev, who was davening in the front of the shul, and he noticed that there was a particular individual who always, towards the end of davening, took off his tefillin and ran out of shul before the end of davening. And once Rav Levi Yitzchak decided to go and see what's happening, and so when the person left the shul, Rav Levi Yitzchak left the shul, the moment the person got to the edge of the corner, began to run in a certain direction, so of course Rav Levi Yitzchak began to run after him. With his talus and tefillin, he was still davening. And the person realized someone's running after him and stopped and saw the Rebbe and, of course, you know, waited and said, Rebbe, I'm so sorry, but, you know, I have to be in Parnesa. I have to run. And so Rav Yitzchak said, of course, everyone has to be in Parnesa and everyone has to run, but how do you know that you're running in the right direction? Maybe you should be running in the opposite direction. I mean, a person has to sometimes think in terms of what he is doing with the kochos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him, and whether this is the tovim heim imlo, luvilti azov nafsho l'sakanat avadon chas v'chalila. If the person doesn't think, then that's spiritual suicide. V'lo yelech b'malach hergelo ki iver ba'afela. That people, many times, are, a person can be physically blind, a person can be spiritually blind, a person can be emotionally blind, but that a person just doesn't check in terms of where he is heading, what he is doing with his life. And we all know this in terms of other people, right? We can all look at a high school kid who's making a choice of whether to go to Israel, whether to go to college, or if he's in a year in Israel, you know, and he's making a choice of Shana Bet or which college. Right? We all know what to tell him to do, right? We're all very, very good at that. We're all very, very good at being mitbonein about other people. But sometimes we have to think about being mitbonein in terms of ourselves. Avihinei davar zeh haseichu yechayevuhu vaday. Ki acharei sheyesh l'adam deya v'haskel l'hatzil al atzmo v'vroch me'avadon nishmato, ech yitachen sheyirtze l'ha'alim einav me'hatzalato, ein lecha p'chitut v'olut ra mizeh vaday. That had we not had the ability to check and balance ourselves, okay, so then we have an excuse. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us that ability, for Haraya, we use it for everyone else but ourselves, we use it for everyone else around us, that we're able to try and help them, so that a person shouldn't try and help himself. And every one of us knows that we have habits that we'd be happier if we didn't have. Ein lecha p'chitut v'ho'olut ra mizeh v'adai. Then that's no longer a shogeg, and certainly not an ones. Then one's dealing on the level of being a poshea. V'ho'osa kein hinehu pachos mibehemot v'chayot. Everyone has every creature, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created with an instinct for self-preservation. Right? That you're walking in the forest and you see a rabbit, the first thing he does is run away from you. That's his instinct of self-preservation. Who didn't, to the best of my knowledge, even flies have instincts of self-preservation. They're very, very good at anticipating where the fly swatter is going to go, and maybe they go in the other direction. So all the behemoths and the chayos have an instinct for self-preservation. So l'chora, man, his instinct for self-preservation has to be not only on his physical plane, but also in terms of his spiritual plane, because that's his reality. The rest of him, the physical man, that's the shoe that holds the foot. That's simply the shell. But that doesn't have a lasting existence. A person's soul is what theoretically has a lasting existence. When you buy a new car, you get a manual. And the manual says that what you do with this car for the first 1,600 miles is koveya, the lifetime of the car. And if you're able to take the car the first 1,600 miles and not misuse it, not speed where you shouldn't speed, etc., then the car is able to, it can last for 7 years, it can last for 10 years. Masha'en Kain, if in the first 1,600 miles you abuse it, then it's going to look like a new car, but it's going to be old before its time. So we all know that's true in terms of a teenager who, you know, gets into drugs or gets into alcohol, etc. In other words, if a person abuses himself, it's going to show up later on in life, unfortunately. But who hadin, spiritually, a person has to realize that it's all one, that a person requires that instinct of self-preservation. Al ken yivrichu, going back to our behemos and chayos, v'yanusu mikol ma shiyir elohem heyoto mazik lehem, even on a suffolk, if there's a suffolk that an animal would get hurt, he immediately tries to protect himself. A porcupine will pick up his quills, etc. V'aholech ba'olam oblihis bonanus im tova darko im ra'ah. So if we take a human being who will just go ahead and do something this year because he did it last year, or he did it 3 years ago, or his friends are doing it, or it says in the newspaper this is what's a good thing to do, etc., without thinking as to whether it's the right thing for him, he's walking a tightrope. The probability is that it's probably not for him. If, in other words, if it's something that he'd rather not think about, probably it's not for him. That there's absolutely no difference between physical blindness and spiritual blindness, between the blindness which comes about from a natural cause and the blindness which is initiated by the individual. The bottom line is that the person can hurt himself very, very badly by not thinking about what he is doing. We always think, had I lived in the time of Yirmiyahu, had I lived pre-Churban, what would I have done? Where would I have been in a generation of Churban? And what Yirmiyahu says is that the generation of Churban was Ein Ish Nicham Al Ra'ato. No one asked themselves the right questions. No, even though Yirmiyahu asked the questions, no one paid attention to Yirmiyahu asking the questions as to whether the generation as a whole is going in the right direction. And the lack of Zahirus is what brought about the Churban Habayis. People simply were behaving in a manner which the whole world was behaving, namely Avodah Zarah. That was the direction that everyone was heading. And no one asked themselves whether this is what's proper for a Jew, whether this is what's going to create a future, whether it's just by chance that Nebuchadnezzar and the Bavlim happen to have a siege on Yerushalayim, whether it's just by chance that Yerushalayim is the only thing which is left of all of Eretz Yisrael, whether the fact that Seres HaShvatim already went out into Golos, people just felt that as long as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still allowing the Beis HaMikdash to exist, so kind of everything is all wonderful between them and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, without really thinking through what Jewish history had been at that time for the previous 100 years. Okay, we'll continue B'li Neder tomorrow with Midat HaZehirut.